Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision radio show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show. Thank you for joining us today. I think I announced to you all this last week that Barry Prince would be taking over on Monday. He had something come up with his truck, and we sort of agreed that he will take over Fridays. He does a little bit of business on the weekends, and it just, as Murphy's Law would have it, it showed us that Monday's probably not the best day for him. So he's going to be taking over from this Friday on. And we hope that it'll work out so that I'll be on 4 days a week and he'll be on 1 day a week at this hour, 8 to 9 a.m. That being said, this is sort of an impromptu show. If anybody wants to give us a call and talk about anything that's on your mind, the number is 718-717-8106. And if you call from Skype, I can probably answer the phone. If you don't call from Skype and you just, if you want to connect with me through Skype, the Skype name is Lonnie.Clark7. Send me a contact request. I think I could see that during the show. And then I will let you in. I can answer. You can answer the phone call. You can just call 718-717-8106 and give us a call. I'm just going to open up the phone calls today. Otherwise, I'm going to talk to you as I want to do. I actually didn't get a chance to grab one of my poetry books, but that doesn't matter. I thought I'd go to you about the nuclear alerts. This is something, a notification, you know, where after I started reading all these nuclear alerts, it seemed to be sort of a pattern, right? They use a bunch of mumbo-jumbo language that we don't really understand. But this one, I think we can understand. This is June 19th, 2017. So that's today. Listen to what came out. This is on the last of their list. It's kind of a shock, and it's amazing because it affects so many plants. So this is a notification for potential defect in ETR-14 class TE connectivity relays. TE connectivity reported that one of their relays, TE part number 7142317-5, and then a whole bunch of long numbers, I'm going to spare you that, failed at TVA labs during normal continuously energized operation. An investigation conducted with TVA labs identified that a misoriented capacitor may have caused the failure. Although the failure occurred in only one part number, all relays in the ETR-14 family with date codes from 1604 to 1650 contain the suspect capacitor. A root cause analysis is underway by the vendor. If you have additional questions or require additional information, please contact me by phone or email. Terry Ducker, Quality Manager, TE Connectivity, Aerospace Defense and Marine Division, 1396 Charlotte Highway, Fairview, North Carolina, 28730. Email Duckert, D-U-C-K-E-R-T, at te.com. Telephone 828-338-1063. Fax 828-338-1101. Quantity supplied to customer and the customer. 41 was supplied to Alabama Power, 5 to ATC Nuclear, 3 to Curtis Wright Nuclear, 10 to Curtis Wright Quality Qualtech Nuclear Power Plant, 2 at Duke Energy Progress and at Harris, 16 in my neck of the woods, Energy Northwest at Columbia. 16 of these suspect parts are at, right next to Hanford, less than 15 miles away, folks. 4 Engine Systems, Inc., 2 to Entergy at Pilgrim, 39 to River Bend, 25 to Exelon at Limerick, 2 at Exelon at Oyster Creek, 12 at Exelon at Peach Bottom, 2 at GE Hitachi Nuclear Energy, 2 at Georgia Power Hatch, 2 at NextEra Energy Point Beach, 5 at Talen Energy at Susquehanna, 2 TE in Germany, 4 TE in the UK, 6 were sold to TVA at Browns Ferry, 4 TVA at Sequoia, 2 TVA Watts Bar Unit 1, and 9 to XL Energy Monticello. The thing that stuck out to me huge on this is the fact that they gave the phone number, the email address, and there's 41 at Alabama of suspect parts, 41, 39 at River Bend, 14 at Limerick. I do not know what it's going to take to get people to get angry. These are crimes. This is like people defending Trump, people defending Bush. They're crimes. I mean, Bush should not be a respected ex-president. Bush Jr., he's a criminal. Cheney is a criminal. Those people should be in jail. These people, this is omnicide. It's even beyond ecocide. They know exactly what they're doing. This should be a national emergency. Do you know how many nuclear power plants are at risk right now because they found this? And this is just, it's going to go away. This is part of their nuclear alerts for the day. Doesn't make the news. It's the usual. Business is huge. Okay, my number is 718-717-8106. Thomas Ackerman's going to be on with me tomorrow. And we're going to be talking about how do we romance people into getting into this? How do we get people active and get people to care enough to do something different in their lives, to start speaking out and balking at this and saying no? I mean, there is a huge movement, and it's interesting because a lot of those people cling to the anti-nuclear movement, the sovereign citizens, because they think that all this is unfair. See, so for me, I sort of reject the sovereign citizen idea because I think that gives us up the only power we have. I think we, obviously, I'm going to school because I'm going to dig into this and go to law school. I think we need to utilize the system that we have within us because they have the purse strings. I wonder if Ron Wyden and my senators know this. I'm actually going to print this page out. I'm going to make a copy of it. This is so beyond outrageous, you guys. Just to give you some background this morning, I was not planning on being on the radio. Barry was going to be on the radio this morning. And then he had trouble with his truck, and we realized because he goes off and travels to work, on his way back he had trouble with his truck, that probably Friday's a better day for him since he spends the weekend working. Monday's not the better day. So this is all sort of impromptu things I thought. Well, what can I bring to the listeners at 8 o'clock in the morning while you're finishing up your coffee after listening to Jules's show? I honestly can't take her show in the morning. Her show scares me more than mine. I listen to her show while I'm working. So this is where we're at. North Korea is threatening the United States today, saying that they are considering us to be aggressors. Blah, blah, blah. This is what they're trying to do. So our president has absolutely no idea what nuclear means. I don't believe he even understands the power of a nuclear bomb. And frankly, we have more than that nuclear bombs going off all the time. And our dear leaders, not to make fun of North Korea's dear leaders, because we have just as many lunatics in our government as evidently Kim Jong-un is. So, Lord, we have to think higher thoughts. We just have to decide that we're going to see beyond them. They will ease their way out of power, and we are going to create a more harmonious type of government and society. Because acts like this, the proposed draft Nuclear Waste Amendment Act of 2017, if you think you do not need to call your congressman or your senator about this and say, no, you are deadly wrong, they will sneak this kind of legislation right through unless they hear from a handful of people saying no, 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 and no. And please do call. This has been submitted. It's House Bill 474. ISA has that one, House Bill 474, Consolidated Interim Storage. There's going to be a lot of eliminations. Listen to this. There's three bills. Interim Consolidated Waste Act, H.R. 474, and then the Nuclear Waste Policy Amendment Act of 2017. What this act is going to do is allow them to sell the nuclear waste to private industries and have no, kind of like what they did in St. Louis. You know how we sold all that uranium to Mallinckrodt, and then Mallinckrodt, I guess, buried it? Or sold it, put it in the landfill. I mean, this is what we're going to end up with. Anytime we sell our nuclear waste to any private industry, it does not bode well. Okay. This act will eliminate state and local control over water rights and utility rights. Okay. This is what they're sneaking in. Proposed draft Nuclear Waste Policy Amendments Act of 2017. It is going to eliminate, folks, this act is going to eliminate state and local control over water rights and other utility rights. In the Nuclear Waste Policy Act, they're sneaking in this huge portion of what they plan on screwing us over with. We need people to call their congressman in whatever state. If you don't know your congressman, Google it. Who is my congressman? And Mr. Google will pop you up, and a few links later, bada bada bing, you'll have his phone number or her phone number. And call them and print it out and call them and make sure that this thing is dead on arrival. It's in committee, and let's hope it stays dead in committee. Eliminate state and local control of water rights and other utility rights. State and local control. They want us, some congressperson put this in a bill to eliminate state and local control over water rights and utility rights. Maybe it's a good thing Barry wasn't on the show today. This is outrageous. I'm talking about the proposed draft Nuclear Waste Policy Amendments Act of 2017. It's sitting in committee. And actually, if you want the link, because this is where I went, you can go here yourself. It is at SantaNofreeSafety.com, which I strongly suggest everybody continue to read over and pore over the information on this page. Donna Gilmore, who I hope to have on soon. I haven't been able to connect with her because I just got too busy with school. She does a fabulous job keeping this page up to risk. Like, she put this up front page. Proposed Draft Nuclear Waste Policy Amendment Act of 2017. You want to talk about an anti-nuke activist? Donna Gilmore is at the top of the line because she gets them with their own words. Let's go back to this horrendous piece of document. Let's see if I can find it again. Okay. It eliminates state and local control over a facility, a nuclear facility, anything with nuclear. The state and the local has nothing to do with it. Eliminates. So that means that, like, for example, if they wanted to sell Hanford to somebody, they could sell Hanford to somebody. I bet you they couldn't. That's a DOE. I bet you they're just selling this. We'll have to dig into this. Eliminates requirements for site-specific environmental impact reports. Oh, so don't worry about it. Don't do an environment. We already know we're going to be screwed. So who cares? Those pesky environmental impact reports. Who needs them? Eliminates requirements for monitored retrievable fuel storage for preventing radioactive leaks. Wow. Eliminates requirements for monitored retrievable fuel storage for preventing radioactive leaks. It eliminates authorizations currently required by Congress and other checks and balances. Eliminates requirement to prioritize safety and environmental protections over speed and cost. Well, they don't really do that anyways. I mean, speed and cost. So this is their excuse. This is why they can't do it quicker and cheaper, because they're trying to protect our environment. So outrageous. Okay, eliminates requirement to consider transport issues before selecting a site. Some of these eliminations also apply to ISA Bill H.R. 474, Consolidated Interim Storage. That's exactly what they're trying to do to us, folks. Okay, here's some news. June 1st. NRC to issue construction and operation license for Dominion's North and the ESBWR. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has given its staff the green light to license Dominion Energy's economic simplified boiling water reactor. These are breeder reactors. Those are supposed to be bad. Proposed for construction at the North Anna site in Virginia. It also approved, It also approved an uprate, exactly right, at Energy Northwest Columbia Generating Station in Washington, which increased my electricity rate. I just got a notice that our electricity rates have gone up, I think by 5%. I think that's what the notice said. 5% is going to grade up to 11. And we also got a notification that my tuition at the University of Oregon went up by 11%, thanks to Betsy DeVos, because she approved that. So we have 10% increase and 10%. It's going to be 11% on the electricity. Right now it's 5%. So 16% higher cost of living on the West Coast right now if you're in college and pay for your utilities. The NRC said it authorized issuance of the combined construction and operating license for a third reactor at the North Anna site near Mineral, Virginia on May 31st, and that expects to issue the license in the next few days. The licensing process took a decade. A decade. Dominion submitted a COL application to build and operate the GE Hitachi Nuclear Energy ESBWR at North Anna in 2007. However, it announced in 2009 it had not been able to enter into an engineering, procurement, and construction agreement with GE Hitachi because the parties were unable to reach commercially acceptable terms. Wow. I do not know how our country can even allow one more nuclear power plant. People, I hope the people in Virginia are going to protest this. I hope they go out and protest it and shut this thing down. But you want to know what? This is why this legislation is so important. Because even if we decided that we were going to go out and start protesting and object to this, and we did not want to have it there, and the people of Virginia got together and 200 or 300, say 500 people got together and said, we're not having this in our community. If the proposed draft Nuclear Waste Policy Amendments Act of 2017 actually passed and got out of committee and passed, you as a local community and your state of Virginia would lose your rights to control the utility rights and the water rights there. So you would not have an option. If you living in Virginia did not want to have this, and this Nuclear Waste Policy Amendments Act of 2017, if that passed this year, and these people in this town decide they want to object to it as they see it growing, let's say next year, they can't do that. It's illegal. It is really important for us to remember that democracy is only going to work if we work it, folks. The reason we have all these laws on the books that allows them to manipulate and abuse us is because we allow them to pass them. We're not paying attention to what's being proposed. It's quite ridiculous. We're whining and crying about how this is all harming our kids and how we have no control, but then we give them all the control. We don't do anything to fight back. We just let them keep doing it. They act as if this is normal. Let's just keep building nuclear power plants. Forget the fact that Fukushima is falling apart. Forget that fact. They're working really hard to make us forget it. I cannot even believe they're planning on going ahead with the Olympics. That's just outrageous. So there's a story here also about Seattle rates going up. My rates went up. Join the club. All of our rates are going up. We have lunatics in charge. I found a story from June 15th where the official says more at Hanford, more nuke mishaps are likely. Just like Heidi said. So I haven't been able to get in touch with Heidi. I imagine she's out vacationing with her kids this summer, and she's had lots going on with her life. So summertime's going to be kind of slow. We may end up having me on the air quite a bit because people want to get out and go do stuff. The last thing they really want to do is be up at 8 o'clock in the morning and talk about. I mean, there are some people who are, and rightly so, I can't wait to have them back on. Have a lot to share about their story. And so I plan on having it the focus of my show. I plan on doing this show 4 days a week and having people who are activists and victims and healers come and share the hour with us and give us information, not to just have them talk. The purpose of this show is to activate everybody who listens to it, to not just sit there and go, oh, wow, man, that's really too bad. Look what they're doing now. No, that's not the point of this. The point of this is for you to decide you're going to pick up the telephone and call your legislator to say, wow, man, I heard about this. And this isn't a good thing. We cannot have a new nuclear power plant in Virginia. Whose lame brain idea was that? So the the NRC gave them a license, we got to say no to it. No, we don't need more nuclear power plants. You know, Trump is actually planning on digging in very deep. We're going to see a lot more licenses to nuclear facilities around the country. People have got to be diligent. I mean, they almost snuck it through in the state of Oregon. So we know that we're on target, and we have got to be vigilant and watch our state legislator house. We have to watch the Congress and the Senate, and to watch what they're putting through. Like this proposed draft for Nuclear Waste Policy Amendments Act, it's outrageous. I mean, it's unconscionable. Our federal government, somebody wrote this legislation to state that we are going to pass a law so that local states, local cities and counties, and the state will lose control over their water rights and their utility rights. So they're actually writing legislation to eliminate our rights, not to grant us more rights, to expand our rights. But they're attempting to pass legislation that says, we're taking away your rights. This is exactly, to be honest, this is why you got to watch out for these people. I mean, it's sitting in community. The Energy and Commerce Committee, who wrote this? Let's just take a look at it. April 26th, oh my gosh, they had a hearing on this on April 26th. God dang it, that's what happens when I'm too busy in school, you guys. So the witness statement, the invitation, House of Representatives. I'm glancing through this because this is so outrageous. Full committee, I wonder if Greg Waldman did that. Nuclear waste consent conform, document for the record. Waste consent, informed consent act. Let's open that up in that link. See who wrote this. Introduced to the House and Energy Committee Bill, H.R. 456. And Ms. Titus and Mr. Kehoean and Ms. Rosen introduced the following bill. So I do not know who wrote it. And this is interesting how they, when the Congress is in power, if you follow these people, you actually get to see, so this is what it says. Any unit of a general local government contiguous to the affected unit of local government, if spent nuclear fuel or high radioactive fuel, will be transported through that unit of general local government for disposal to a repository, and each affected tribe shall be in writing and shall be signed. The gobbledygook of how they run the house. Lord, well, I have read that it's in committee and it has not been passed out, but there is a hearing we can watch, which I think I'm going to link, on April 26, 2017. They just had it. So there you go. We have we're being told in Hanford we're likely going to have more accidents. An odd thing that happened this morning at the Fukushima Daiichi on YouTube has a YouTube channel called Fukushima Daiichi, and it has been silent. There has not been a single video put out for probably 6 months, maybe a year. It stopped. Ever since the accident, I've been following this channel, and it basically all it does is show you a picture of Unit 1 and a picture of what they say is Unit 4. So there's some controversy over what's what. There's some people who think they're lying to us about all of these things. But the bottom line is they show us these nuclear plants, and it's basically just a picture of the plants with the cranes moving super slow. It's supposed to be speeded up. This morning, there were all of a sudden a video popped up, 42 seconds. So something's going on at Fukushima, and I found it to be very interesting that Fukushima got active again right after this last weekend when that ship collided in Japan. That whole story, I don't know if we even know the real story of what happened there. Because evidently the U.S. ship ran into this. It wasn't something that should have been happening. And the way they're talking about it. So, and then we have this guy, Dennis Rodman just went and visited him. It was kind of weird. Dennis Rodman just went to visit him. And then the next Monday, the next following week, he says he's planning a merciless strike against the U.S. if it does not stop challenging North Korea's missile tests. So the United States better leave them alone or what? I mean, at what point is the United States going to start having, I don't know, conversations with this lunatic? We got to talk to the guy. I mean, this is so outrageous, the way that our country is conducting itself. And frankly, the way Americans conduct themselves. I mean, I started with this activism through YouTube because fundamentally, I was kind of afraid of the government. I have been calling, I have been talking to them. But I personally know how insidiously harmful they can be to your psyche. I got investigated by the Capitol Police, folks. I'm a pacifist. I never spanked my kids. But in 2009, I got investigated because Mike Pence's office lied about me and said I threatened to murder their staff. Somebody said those words. Just like somebody in our government has agreed to put into legislation language that eliminates states' rights over their water and their utilities. We are all the human beings that are making up this country. And if we have, I really firmly believe we have an obligation to lean into it for our children's sake. And I don't mean just like anything you think you need to do. I mean, call up your legislators and put some pressure on the rats. At least let them hear from you. It's unconscionable that people take to the streets, protest, make YouTube videos, rant and rave, get on the airwaves in any way they can. It's easy to get a radio show. Barry Prince is actually going to have a show. I have a show on the radio. This is the thing. We have to use our voice, yes. But we have to be calling the right people. We need to be contacting in the United States. It is urgent that Americans lean into their democracy and make it work for us. Because these elected rats are going to feel nervous if they even got an uptick of 50 calls this week, it would make them nervous. This is how weak they are. You think we're battered wives? These people really are battered wives. They really do have true threats given to them and their family all the time. And not by lunatics in the street, but by the lunatics running the government, telling them. I mean, what else is the answer for this? The NRC able to put out a notification that tells us we have about 24 nuclear facilities in this country right now sitting there like, I don't know, waiting for a mishap, a misoriented capacitor to fail. And then what? Alabama Power has 41 of these pieces of equipment. River Bend has 39. I mean, at what point? Here in the Northwest, the Columbia Generating Station, 16 of them. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, this is the sad part about the way our government works. The only pressure that we have is pressure on our own elected officials. We can call up these committee members and talk to them. And it does affect them when they hear from other people. I can guarantee you that it does affect them, even if you're not their constituent. But call up the committee members that are on there. I mean, let's see if I can find their, it's called the Energy and Commerce Committee. And this is at the House. This is the House Energy Commerce Committee. And you can actually call them yourselves. And this is interesting the way they have it, the contact list. It's really hard to get to the contact list. You can't see it. Oh, the Republicans are so freaking devious. I've never seen more evil than in my entire life than how they have changed the websites, the way they use the website. Like, they have a button that says contact us, but you can't get to it. It's like a jump and jump game. You have no idea. You guys should go to this. It's called energycommerce.house.gov. And go to that page and try to find the contact thing. It's kind of hilariously funny. Like, the contact is at the very bottom of the page, but the page bounces up just high enough so you can't get to it. These guys are so petty and quite annoying, I do have to say. You know, this whole conversation of we need to have better dialogue, we need to get along because Scalise got shot. The very next day, a police officer gets away with murdering an innocent person who did not have a gun, who told them, I have a license, my gun's in here. He was cooperating, and the guy shot him, period, because he was a nervous PTSD, God knows what the hell is wrong with the guy, who they fired immediately after the verdict. They fired him as a cop, and the guy got away with murder, literally murder. So we are in a country that murders black people. Period. It is like, you know, we used to have lynchings 100 years ago. So now we don't have lynchings. We don't have the community out there stringing up black people for no reason. We allow our police officers to murder them for us. So the phone number is 718-717-8106. If anybody wants to give me a call, I'm going to keep talking because we have an hour show and my guest host is actually going to be starting on Friday. And that's going to be Barry Prince. He has a show, I think, on Tuesday nights called The Big Puzzle. If you Google that, you can find The Big Puzzle. Listen to his show. Barry's focus is, he talks about nuclear a lot, but his solution is through cannabis. He talks about how cannabis helps a lot. I forget the guy's name, Rick Scott or something. He talks about somebody who's a big pro-cannabis, but he'll probably be bringing that into the show quite a bit when he talks about solutions. We used to have Scott on, who had a business in St. Louis, which I think he's pursuing in Africa. They're hoping to bounce their business to Africa where they can actually do business using the Kenef plant and the cannabis plant to absorb radioactivity and contaminants in the earth. And it's actually functional. It actually really, really works. And why we're not doing it here is another one of those unknowns, as they say. I would strongly suggest that, you know, I'm going to call up and my congressman and say, I mean, this is outrageous. We're building another nuclear power plant in Virginia. And I want to urge everyone to, like, whenever you run into someone who talks about climate change, for them to deny that nuclear is not harming our environment to the point of causing catastrophic damage to the biota, to the atmosphere, to the health of our ocean, to the health of our plants, and our people. And it is affecting global climate change. I mean, let's go take a look at that, folks. We're dropping off like flies, and not just us. But it's getting very, very, very catastrophic on the mass animal deaths. Again, we'll see. Mass animal death. Let's check that one out. That's always a big favorite, eh? So let's take a look. Let's do Google search. Unbelievable. Oh my gosh. Okay, June 14th. Massive amounts of fish, quote, mysteriously washing up along the coast in Texas. And are they going to be testing them? This is outrageous. We love the mysterious diseases. June 8th, dozens of cattle killed by mysterious disease in Kiram, Pakistan. There's all kinds of mysterious diseases. Massive fish die off, Puget Sound. Thousands of dead fish, Texas. 40,000 pounds of fish die in a reservoir in Fujian, China. Large number of baby turtles found dead in Cancun, Mexico. 140,000 birds killed due to avian flu in Zimbabwe. 600 cattle plus have died in Quintana Roo, Mexico. 190 birds killed due to avian flu in South Korea. Wow. Thousands of dead fish found in the River Elsa in Italy. Dozens of cattle killed by mysterious disease in Kiram, Pakistan. That's the one I just read. 100 gannets, dead gannets, washed up in the past couple of months in Massachusetts. 23,000 turtles, seabirds, and dolphins have been found dead in the past 2 years along the Santa Catarina and Sao Paulo, Brazil. So the oceans are dying everywhere, folks. Everywhere. It's not just an accident, and it's not just the birds and the animals. There's a link on this page called Our Dying Planet, right? So over the past 7 years, a die-off of 6.7 million bats occurred due to, quote, white nose syndrome, causing a 90% fall in bat populations. Bats are kind of like bees because bats help us with our food, like banana, the high-flying foods. Banana, mangoes, dates, figs, peaches, cashews, guava, and avocados. They also consume incredible amounts of agricultural pests. So this is a pretty serious thing that the bats are dying and the coral reefs are dying. And they're not talking about it being... The interesting thing is there's no discussion how nuclear is affecting any of this. It's always the chemical industry. It's the fossil fuel industry. But they never talk about nuclear and how nuclear is the most deadly thing our planet has ever seen. It's not like it goes away. Plutonium does not go away. We don't test for plutonium because they can't tell if it's plutonium from World War II or plutonium from now because the time has just been so short. They can't really test. Or so they say they can't test. I mean, that's actually the weirdest part is we've had scientists lying to us for so long that now we actually, who knows if we even can believe a word they say at all. I mean, that's the hardest part is who's to say? I think that's why Trump is popular, because people want to believe Trump when he says he's doing all these things. But what they don't see is we have now a nuclear facility that's been approved in Virginia. We have a president who has abdicated his role to oversee the military. He has basically told the generals, you guys deal with it, just let me know what you're doing. But whatever it is you want, I'll approve of it. There's no consideration on his part at all that maybe his voice is needed. He doesn't understand our Constitution at all. He doesn't have the intellect of thought to understand that our forefathers wanted a person who was not military to oversee the military to protect our soldiers from the ravages of war, which people who are running the military are quite accustomed to. It means nothing to them. Yeah, they're heartbroken, but not enough for them to lay down their arms and say, I'm not fighting a war. It doesn't matter. we're not doing this anymore. At what point are we going to stop threatening people? Like this whole thing with Kim Jong-un, I mean, honestly, I think I've said this before. I think the guy actually is a CIA asset. Well, we have about 15 more minutes, folks, if anybody wants to give us a call. 718-717-8106. You can contact me, Lonnie.Clark7, on the Skypes, or give us a call. And otherwise, I'm just going to keep talking about the things that I found in 15 minutes when I discovered that we were... that Barry was not going to be joining us this morning. So, let's see. Here she wrote, the Nuclear Waste Act. The only thing that I think, I'm very excited, I keep talking to you about it. There's a meeting at the end of this month that I'm going to go to about community rights. Now that I'm not in school, I hope to be getting on some of the people from CELDEF, which is Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, on the show, and we can talk about community rights and nature rights and why we have to assert the rights of nature in all of this, and how we can, I don't know, right the ship here, because these people are completely disregard human health altogether. They actually have no concern. We actually have legislators who have written into legislation through Nuclear Waste Policy Amendment Act of 2017 that eliminates the control of water rights and utility rights from your state and from your local county or city. We have a legislator who actually wrote that legislation. Somebody typed it up. People have got to call their elected officials and their congressmen. Call your governor and say, look, we've got to stop this kind of insanity. They're trying to take away our rights in the Nuclear Waste Policy Amendments Act of 2017. Yes, I know it's sitting in committee, but that legislation should never see the light of day. And you need your governor to weigh in on this and have them find out. You think your governor's going to want to have their rights taken away? I don't think so. It eliminates state and local control over the nuclear facility. So this nuclear facility that we learned about from the NRC, all of these 17, 20 of them that are here, if something were to happen, guess what? Your local and state officials would have no control over these power facilities anymore. The licensees have control over them, period. And they're with a direct link, the licensees, but everybody else, you're completely in the way. That's called unnecessary regulation. So your local government is considered unnecessary regulation, folks. That's what these guys are attempting to do. They are attempting to rewrite our Constitution and take away our rights through passing laws like this. And if it passes, it's just the same exact way that the Unpatriot Act got passed. Nobody had the courage to demand. I mean, remember in those days, if you weren't for the Patriot Act, you were considered unpatriotic. It's unpatriotic. It's unpatriotic. And now everybody just bitches and moans because they can legally spy on anybody they want and do anything they want. And in fact, they have done anything they wanted, you know? They convicted, what was his name, Christopher, I forget his last name. He went to jail because he bid to save some BLM land that was illegally being sold. And so they convicted him as a terrorist, as an eco-terrorist, for 2 years. It's outrageous. And that was all done under the Unpatriot Act, which, by the way, if anybody wants to challenge that, go right ahead. That gave the military full, complete power. But if we allow this to happen, you know what? We might as well. This is so outrageous. I mean, at what point is it going to take for people to get up and push back against this? And even if they're not going to listen to us, then they at least they won't be able to sleep well at night. I mean, it's completely outrageous. So I just opened up another link that was brand new on Donna's page, and it's called Urgent Nuclear Waste Canister Problems May Leak After 20 Years. We've talked about this. Cannot be inspected. They cannot be repaired. They cannot transport if they're cracked. There's no warning prior to radiation releases. The current canisters that we have right now. Oh my God. She has a thing that tells us how many curies. So it's Songs. Songs is where they're at. They have over, oh my gosh, 80 million curies of nuclear waste sitting there in their container, in their spent fuel pools. It is an urgent thing there. Each canister contains more radiation, cesium-137, than released from Chernobyl. If exposed to the air, spent fuel assemblies may explode. May explode, folks. And there is no replacement plan. So this is the thing. Once these things start cracking, they cannot be repaired. They cannot be transported. They cannot be inspected. So our government is going to allow these things to just, and this is, they're all on San Onofre, right on the Pacific. So what they're attempting to do right now is tell us that don't worry. It's perfectly fine. Let's go see the Olympics. Olympics, 2020 Olympics in Fukushima. Let's see what they're going to do in Fukushima. I think they are going to do something at the Fukushima events. Yes. Yes. Well, there is some anger. They're going to be hosting baseball at Fukushima. Fukushima is going to host the baseball. Wow, you know what's going to happen there? We're going to see people dropping dead from heart attacks, folks. For real. Oh my gosh. I can't believe that this is actually a link from Reuters. Reuters published this March 17th. Wow. Baseball in Fukushima. So feel comfortable going to Fukushima and playing baseball. That is a sad, sad thing that's going to happen. What are they telling us in this story? But one match, probably the... Okay, it's the Tokyo Games, but one match, probably the opening match, will go to Fukushima Stadium. Wow. 2020. This is 2020 is a showcase for the recovery and reconstruction of Japan from the disaster of March 2011. So in many ways, we would like to give encouragement to the people, especially in the affected area. They said this was a fantastic idea to play a game in the affected area. And it had originated in a meeting between OIC President Thomas Bach and Prime Minister Shinzo Abe last October. Yeah, let's just let all our young, strongest baseball players go to Fukushima, and then they can start dying of cancer in 5 years, and then everybody can deny that it's going to cause them any harm. And if they have heart attacks on the fields there, it's, oh, the pressure of the game and not the radioactive contamination. Because that is what we're likely to see, is some young people might be having heart attacks. They're going to be playing a baseball game out in the air. Wow. This great step taken with Olympic baseball and softball as a vehicle to inspire hope and highlight the regeneration of Fukushima. It is a tremendous honor and a duty we take very seriously to be part of something so meaningful, to serve the Olympic movement and to use the power of sports to shape a better world. Wow. Well, you know, the sad part is we know what will happen. If nobody dies there, it will just take them, what, I don't know, 5-10 years to develop some type of a problem, or their children will have a problem, and nobody will allow them to say it's because of this. This is them normalizing nuclear pollution. Just like this, the AP story on ABC News, officials say more Hanford nuke mishaps likely. We're probably going to see a lot more. That's just the way it has to be, because that's just the way it is. Shoup defends progress at Hanford, saying, pointing out its numerous successes from 3 decades of the cleanup. He is aware that some people may feel little has been done. Some things are not as proceeding as fast as we'd like, said Shoup. You can't do it all at once. That's actually true. This is a long-term process. This stuff lasts for 100,000 years. There's no getting out of it over 100,000. When Weinberg said we have to trust the nuclear, become the nuclear priesthood, he was not kidding. But I think that means that we're all part of the nuclear priesthood. We have to be diligent to keep these corrupt, weak-kneed people from allowing our country to be overrun and destroyed by nuclear contamination to the best of our ability. This is outrageous. Listen to what this story says. In addition, vapors for several years have escaped from underground storage tanks. Vapors. Vapors, folks, is radioactive contamination and made dozens of workers sick. Most recently on Tuesday, in that event, 8 reported smelling vapors and 3 underwent medical checks. So they didn't tell us what happened to those 3, right? Hanford has 177 underground tanks made of steel that contain more than 54 million gallons or 204 million liters of radioactive and chemical waste. Oh my gosh. And just get used to the leaks, folks, because that's just the way it is. You know, these tunnels, that's just the way it is. Wow. Workers have since filled the sinkhole and covered the tunnel with a fabric similar to that used to cover farmers' haystacks. Oh, that works. Let's just use farmers. This is the thing that's so egregious to me by the nuclear industry. They get paid billions of dollars, and they use the cheapest things. It's like this NRC alert that I started with this morning. They tested something long after they sold it. They found out about a misoriented capacitor may have caused the failure. Really? After they've sold this product, they were not 100% sure of it? We are definitely like their little lab rats. It's unconscionable. Well, we're at the end of the hour. I want to thank you for joining us. We'll be on air tomorrow with Thomas Ackerman. Like I said, we're going to be talking about conscience. How do we act on our conscience and live on our conscience in this time when we're realizing our environment is collapsing around us and the corrupt people are just going to keep being corrupt, evidently. So how do we lean into it? On Friday, Barry Prince will be here. Hopefully, he'll be our new host on Friday. And put your courage feet on, you guys. Please take some action. Please call your elected officials and tell them no to the Nuclear Act of 2017. We do not want to mess with how we're dealing, not selling it and giving our rights away. So take action. Talk to you guys tomorrow.